Greetings, Radio Land. This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. We are so grateful for our teaching priest teaching us the wisdom and the knowledge of God and giving us great understanding of God's Word. At this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank God for you, evangelist, to our elders, deacons, missionary, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day, we're glad for this door of opportunity to speak with you about God's Word. We are the Church of God. We are established in God's Word, which means we're established in the commandments. We're established in the law. We're Jews and we are Israelites. We are glad to tell the world about it. We're going to talk about God's words, the words of eternal life. Before we get into that, our Deacon Dale wrote this song, There They Be, the ensemble, There They Be. Thank God.
The law, thy will, oh how love I the name of Jesus. The word the Father gave me commands to live by. For my sight and someone to show me the way. And this one God sent measures every step I make. Not by my steps, but by fruits my spirit tells all. How the law keeps me separate from the world. But I fight that none disturbs my rest. It's my peace, it's my joy. I'm knowing how I am blessed, keeping all ten free from all sin. Cause you promised Abraham.
I'm not polluted,
not polluted. Salvation came unto me aloud with power, preaching unto me, live is to keep the law, just believe. He is heaven sent, yes he is sent, just follow me.
I'm not polluted,
cause I've got boundaries.
Deny
my see how he leads me. Like Paul, like Moses, yes, I am Israel. And I'm not polluted, oh no, cause I've got boundaries. Ten, how he leads me. Like Paul, like Moses, cause I am Israel. There in my mind, the keeper of my soul. There they be in me.
There they be. We hope you enjoyed that number. We enjoy the number because these that are singing are sanctified. If they weren't in some bar or in some venue days ago playing the world song, and now we put our hands to the Lord's song. All is dedicated unto the Lord. I'm grateful for our great Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, our great Bishop Dorothy. These, I have knowledge of their lives. They were sanctified preachers.
Oh, yes.
Preachers of the commandments of God. Mm-hmm. And they were great examples, and we're continuing on steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. Before we go any further, Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Deacon Debbie, you have announcements. Thank God. Thank
you. You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 313-254-8255. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. Glad to be with you today. We honor our evangelists and our elder Miles, our elder Phillips, our elder Batiste, and all of the deacons, our missionary, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We're glad to be with you today.
Yes, we are.
The words of eternal life. That's what we need to focus on and stay focused on. Because all throughout the ministries of Jesus, he taught the word.
He did.
And it was broken down in many precepts and examples. But all he spoke was about the 10 precepts, the 10 commandments, which are the words of eternal life. And anyone that God has sent teaches and preaches the words of eternal life. Mm-hmm. St. John 6 and 26, evangelist, glad to have this door, but he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Yes. This is to the churches, those that say they are called by God's name. The sinner God is not concerned about, except they be a worshiper and turn from their wicked ways, seek God's face. Then God will hear. But if you're out there sinning and you don't believe in God or don't believe in God's word or maybe a certain way, this is not for you. It's for those that are seeking to please God, looking for the right answers, looking for God and haven't found him. Well, we found him.
Yes.
In whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth. Yes. So we're not Seventh-day Adventists, we're not Mormon, we're not just Sabbath keepers. We keep God's commandments, we keep God's word. We are holiness.
Yes, we are.
And there's a lot of different organizations and businesses, that's what they are. They say they're holiness and don't know how to spell the word. Don't know what sanctification is. If you don't know what sanctification is, you are not in holiness. If you're in holiness and you say you're sanctified and you don't keep God's commandments, you are not saved. Right. And you are not sanctified. That's according to Scripture. St. John 6 and 26. What does it say, Evangelist?
Jesus answered them and said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me, not because ye saw the miracles,
what?
But because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled."
Well, that is the MO of so many that say they are living for God. And for many that seek God, they're looking for something to be given to them natural. Yes. And they look for Jesus dying for them naturally so. They look for Jesus to suffer for them that they don't suffer.
Yes.
That's the wrong Jesus to look for.
That's right.
And Jesus realized many were coming for what they could get naturally so and consume.
Right.
But we are in the miracle of being saved business.
Yes.
And it's not run like the business of the world. This is God's business. And we're about the Father's business. Read.
Labor not.
Labor not.
For the meat which perishes.
So what we talk about here at 425 is meat that don't necessarily perish.
Oh.
It don't perish. But the enemy comes to try to take what God gives us. It's his word.
Yes.
And if we take his word in, which means we adhere to it, obey it. Now we're eating of God's word. So we don't labor for the meat that perisheth. What?
But for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life.
That means we want the meat that endures unto eternal life.
All right.
And that meat is God's word.
Mm-hmm.
Thou shalt have no other gods before me will never perish. It's God's word. It don't change. But the knowledge of it has been here a little and there a little in seasons. Ones get the knowledge. Ones perceive what God is calling for. But it never changes and it never has gone away.
No.
Read.
Which the Son of Man shall give unto you.
Now there's God's anointing will give you the words of everlasting life.
Yes.
If they have it.
Yes.
Many that say God sent them, they're speaking about the words of eternal life. But they're not giving you the words of eternal life. They're talking about you're saved by grace, which is nothing but mercy. That's in God's word. That was before Jesus came and died for us. Noah was saved. He found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Grace is mercy. And mercy is in God's word. If we don't keep and live and do God's word, there is no mercy. There's mercy when you are turning to live and seeking God. There's mercy.
Yes.
Because in God is mercy.
Yes.
But if you're not seeking God to please God, to live for God, you have no mercy.
Right.
Many say they're saved by grace. But if you are saved by grace, you're saved from sin. You don't sin. If you're sinning, you're not saved, and you have no grace.
All right.
But for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, what?
For him hath God the Father sealed.
Let's go to 1 Corinthians. Everyone that say that God sent them and speak to ones that are looking for God should have the words of eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
Every precept and example you bring forth should represent what you get when you obey God's word or what you get when you don't.
That's right.
And many get offended when you bring to them what God is requiring.
Yes.
And that's what we do here.
Mm-hmm.
1 Corinthians 15 and 53. What does it say?
Mm-hmm. 15 and 53. For this corruptible must put on incorruption.
The flesh, and I'm talking about the fleshly mind, is corruptible.
Yes.
Every man is born in corruption because we are born carnal. Every man is born with the spirit of the devil. Born in corruption. But this corruption must put on incorruption.
Yes.
This is if you want to live for God. This is if you're going back with God.
Yes.
This is if you get eternal life.
Yes.
And incorruption is the Word of God. The Word of God is incorruptible.
Yes.
All 10 precepts. Yes. Read.
And this mortal must put on immortality.
So the mortal bodies we dwell in must put on immortality, which is the mindset, everlasting life, eternal life.
Yes.
And the one that God sent should send you this message.
Yes.
And give you the words of eternal life. When we don't have gods before God, when we don't make any graven images or take his name in vain, you're putting on incorruption.
Yes.
You're putting on immortality.
Yes.
Read.
So when this corruptible
what?
Shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality,
what?
Then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory.
In other words, I'm saved from sin.
Yes.
Because when you sin, you're in death. But when you obey God and stop sinning, the sting of death is over.
Yes.
And it's swallowed up in victory. In other words, you've overcome the world. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
So God's word, we must put it on. In other words, we're being doers of the word and not just hearers only.
Right.
We're not just saying I'm saved by grace, but yet I'm yet sinning. You yet in corruption.
Right.
Read.
O death.
O death.
Where is thy sting?
What?
O grave. Where is thy victory?
When we keep God's commandments, we can say these words. Where is the victory in death? There is no victory. It's been swallowed up in obedience to God's word. Read.
The sting of death is sin.
So if you sin, you've been stung by death. And sin is the transgression of God's law. You can't have it both ways. If he did away with it, you have nothing to obey. You cannot obey God unless you have precepts to obey.
That's right. That's right.
Read.
And the strength of sin is the law.
So you don't know how much sin you're in unless you have words to tell you what you should not do.
That's right.
If you're a liar, how can you know you're a liar unless God says, thou shalt not bear false witness?
Mm-hmm.
It tells you what you can't do. But if the law is done away with, because these jackleg preachers say you cannot keep God's law, what are you striving for? The Lord said, except the man deny himself,
right,
he cannot be my disciples.
Mm-hmm.
So we're denying ourselves of the things that God is calling for us to not do. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
How plain is that?
Right.
You cannot survive in the city or in the state or in the country without laws.
That's right.
If you obey the law, it is not a threat to you. If you don't, you are in danger of prosecution.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same way in God. Read.
But thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God,
which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Now, God gives us the victory through the words that he speak if we obey it.
Yes.
Because the one that God sent speaketh the words of eternal life.
Yes.
That's the meat we eat from. What?
Therefore, my beloved brethren,
what?
Be ye steadfast.
What?
Unmovable.
What?
Always abounding in the work of the Lord.
Because the work of the Lord is to believe the words that the one God sends bring.
Yes.
And these are the words of everlasting life.
Mm-hmm.
For as what, much what?
For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain.
That's why the Lord said, labor not for the meat that perisheth, but labor for that meat which endureth to everlasting life. Let's go back there, St. John. St. John 6.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we labor for, and it's not in vain.
No.
So they said, well, you know, you're up under the old Mosaic law. We strive not to covet, commit adultery, lie, steal, dishonor God by forgetting the Sabbath day, honoring God, honor the Father and his word. It's not a labor that's in vain. We're rewarded for our work,
yes,
and so are they that don't do it.
All right.
Read the 59th verse. What does it say?
Mm-hmm. Thank God. 59. These things said he in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum.
The Lord was speaking about many things in this sixth chapter. Mm-hmm. But everything he spoke about was about eating the words of God. Mm-hmm. And the word of God was styled many things. Bread, meat, it's the same thing. Because you have to eat God's word. You have to eat the words from the one that God sent.
That's right.
You have to eat their example. Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And he said, except the men eat my flesh. They didn't understand because their minds were carnal and they got offended.
Yes.
These things said he in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. What?
Mm-hmm. Many, therefore, of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, this is an hard saying. Who can hear
Well, maybe many say that about this broadcast and about the words that I speak. I'm speaking the words from the scripture.
All right.
What I speak, I didn't make up, and I'm not the author of it. That's God
right.
is.
That's right.
When I speak the 10 precepts, God wrote those, not me.
That's right.
But I honor God, and I honor his words. If you don't, you're offended.
Yes.
And many are offended because they don't know God.
That's right.
Read.
When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, doth this offend you?
Maybe many are offended by what I've said so far. What we bring out, we are bringing out what God is requiring, what God pleases God,
yes.
and what doesn't.
All right.
Where do you fit in that category? Because what I'm bringing is what's written.
Yes.
The Lord came according to what was written. And he acted and went about doing as his father gave him commandment.
That's right.
Read.
What? And if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend where he was before?
What?
It is the Spirit that quickeneth.
What?
The flesh profiteth nothing.
So the flesh profits nothing. The words that I'm speaking, they are spirit. Because they're God's word.
Yes, they are.
And carnality profits nothing, but the words that have been written that are the words of God are eternal life. There's yes. much gain in it.
Yes, it is.
It's eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
What?
The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life.
Let's go to St. John 12. St. John 12 and 48. Mm-hmm. So we're going according to what's written.
Yes.
I may paraphrase a little bit. But if I paraphrase, it means what I'm reading.
Yes.
And you can check it out. And if you don't check it out, find that it's meaning what I'm saying, call me. 323-754-8302. You can call me from overseas. That's fine. You pay the toll. Call me. And if you're telling me that grace is not mercy, call me. I like to reason with you with that.
Beautiful.
But before you call me, check out Webster. It'll tell you the same thing. St. John 12, 48. What does it say?
He that rejecteth me.
What?
And receiveth not my word.
What?
Hath one that judges him.
Well, everyone that God sends should be saying the same thing.
Yes.
The words that I speak, it's going to judge all of us.
Yes.
Not, I didn't make this up.
No, you didn't.
Because I'm speaking the words that are in tune and in sync with God's word.
Yes.
If I say I don't wear crosses around my neck, it's because the word says, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image.
Beautiful.
If you come to my home and don't see pictures and statues of Mary, it's because the Lord said, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image.
Yes.
If you don't see a picture of Jesus, it's because thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image.
All right.
That's why we don't go there. When you read the 10 precepts, that is Jesus. You're looking at the word. That's his picture. Read.
The word that I have spoken.
What?
The same shall judge him in the last day.
Well, wait a minute. That's what God's word does. Let judgment begin in the house of God. Because every precept judges us. Whether we're doing it or not. Do we have gods before God? Are we involved with the gods that surrounded us in the world here? Every god that's set up in tradition and commandment of man, did God set it up? Are we a part of that? Or is God leading us and guiding us through his word?
Yes.
it'll judge us. Yes. And it starts now.
Yes.
Those that don't hear it, at the last day, it will judge you.
Yes.
Read.
For I have not spoken of myself.
What?
But the Father, which sent me, he gave me a commandment.
I'm not speaking of myself. It's not my rules and regulations. What I'm speaking about is what I believe.
Yes.
And I believe what's written.
Yes.
And I believe what God's word is saying. There's many things written. I believe all of it.
Yes.
But what God is calling for is to obey his word.
Yes.
Read.
What I should say.
What?
And what I should
speak.
So
it's given us what we should say and what we should speak. Mm-hmm. What?
And I know.
What?
That his commandment is life, everlasting.
So these are the words of eternal life.
Yes, they are.
It's life everlasting. That's what we should teach and preach and do.
Yes.
Read.
Whatsoever I speak therefore.
So whatever the preacher speaks, it's got to be in accordance to God's word.
Yes.
The first day of the week worshiping and Sunday is not in accordance with God's word. Neither is a liar.
All right.
It's not in accordance with God's word. If you're a liar, you don't have eternal life abiding in you. If you dishonor God, you don't have a everlasting life abiding in you. It's the keepers and doers of the word.
All right.
Doing the work. These are the one that pleases God.
Yes.
What?
Even as the Father said unto me.
What?
So I speak.
That's what the one that God sends do. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Exodus 34 and 27. The words of eternal life. Nothing but God's word. And if you are going to speak about God's word, you cannot be talking about what we're going to do on next Sunday. On God's, on the Lord's day, because that is not the Lord's day. You've been told and a lie is in your mouth.
Right.
You may not understand that. You may not realize that, but that's what it is, because it's not in God's word.
That's right.
We talk about whatsoever things are true.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Exodus 34 and 27. What does it say?
And the Lord said unto Moses, write thou these words, for after the tenor of these words, I have made a covenant.
Isn't that beautiful? Thee. After the tenor of these words.
Mm-hmm. I have made a covenant with thee and with Israel.
God doesn't change.
No, he doesn't.
He's yet making a covenant with Israel today and the leader that is bringing his word.
Yes.
Read.
And he was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. He did neither eat bread nor drink water.
I believe he was eating of that word which endureth unto everlasting life as God was giving it to him.
Yes.
God let you know you don't live by bread alone.
All right.
He was sustained by the Spirit of God.
Yes,
read.
Was. And he wrote upon the tables of the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments.
Isn't that beautiful? The Ten Commandments.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we need to go right there. Let's go to St. John 6 and 63 again. Let's
all
go
right.
there. 6 and 63, I know we don't have much time.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd love to discuss this with you further. If you're seeking God, if you think you know God and you're going to tell me we're not up under the old Mosaic law and blah, 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 and you don't waste your time calling me.
Mm-hmm.
There's some out there that are infidels.
All right.
They don't know one and one is two. If you cannot figure out, if you get 3 days and three nights from Friday to Sunday, don't call me.
That's right. That's right.
Don't waste your time. You need to enter into a math class.
Okay.